Hi, dictation for Kamon Robertson, KAMONEROBERTSON. Date of service is 9/11/2025. Date of accident is 3/14/2025. Date of service is 9/11/2025. Kamon Robertson is here for follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 8/27/2025. The patient is suffering from moderate to severe pain, which is varying from 7 to 9. His worst pain is in the right shoulder, which is 9 to 10. Neck pain is reported to be present from 7 to 9. Lower back pain is also 7 to 9. The patient has 70% improvement from the time of accident. However, there is some radiation of pain in the right upper arm only, with some motor weakness on the left, the radiation of pain is on the left upper arm up to the midpoint of the upper arm, off and on. And also, there is a motor weakness of the left arm. Right arm is completely normal. Right shoulder is also completely normal. He has received various injections, almost six of them into the shoulder, but it has not brought significant relief. We are contemplating to do a EMG with nerve conduction test to isolate cervical spine pathology causing the pain versus a shoulder pathology. Even a suprascapular nerve block is also being considered. ADL patients are reporting. He's affected 10, although he does report at the same time he's able to work full-time because his duty is not extremely severe. He doesn't have to lift weights or stand all day. He just passes medication at a Trinity Hospital care here. Please review the record for ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse and compliance plan. Physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 143/104 pulse, 85 pulse, ox is 99%. The rest of the exam will still remain the same from previous visit, dated 8/27/2025. Dictation number is 0830-019. It includes the general reviews, left shoulder examination, which is essentially the same, cervical spine and lumbar spine is also the same. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the pain medication for the patient. The plan will be to continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week for the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder. EMG will be done to review the connection of left upper arm and left upper arm weakness to cervical spine pain before beginning to CESI injections, and he is released to regular duty, no restrictions. He's being provided with the Percocet 10 milligrams once a day for 15 days. For nighttime, he's got a sleeping pill to take, and his pain medication is being related to the drug screens. One drug screen has been obtained today, and previous testing are being checked and followed through. Thank you. The patient is being scheduled for a LESI and a left shoulder injections next week, which will be done, and regular follow-up will be on 2 weeks from now. Thank you.